Welcome to Good News for a Change, an audio and video podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, the elevation of the Holy Cross.
There are two times during the year, one in September and one in the middle of the middle of Great Lent, when we have feast days associated with the cross. We have today the elevation of the cross, and we have the midpoint of Great Lent, the middle Sunday in Great Lent, the veneration before the cross. But the beautiful thing about these is when we're elevating the cross, we're holding the cross up above us. And when we're venerating the cross, we're bowing down before the cross. But in both cases, the relationship between us and Christ's cross is the same. It's above us. We're looking up to it. We have made ourselves subservient to the cross of Christ. And when we think about the crucifixion, it is an extraordinary sacrifice. And it brings a question to our minds and to our hearts. What place does sacrifice have in my spiritual life? And when we take a look at the Old Testament, sacrifice was a really big deal to the Jews of the Old Testament days, to the Jews of the temple, to the Jews in the desert. They made sacrifices for everything. And I don't have my Bible in front of me, and I didn't go and write it all down. I should have. But it would not be unusual, right? Like if I had to make a sin offering, I would go to the temple to make my sacrifice, and I would bring one ram, unblemished. That means I don't bring my lamb that I don't want anyway. I bring my best ram, my unblemished male ram, my unblemished ewe ram. I would bring then my unblemished goat and my unblemished ewe goat. And then I would bring 5-6 loaves of bread. And then I would bring flour, and I would bring oil, and I would bring a pigeon, and I would have a whole host of livestock and agricultural goods. These things would be the fruit of my labor. They would be the wealth of my household. I would bring them before the Lord, and I would make a burnt offering before the Lord. What that meant is that I would burn them on the altar of God, and they would go up into smoke. So I would take that which I had killed myself to mazevo, that which I had worked day and night, all season long, bent my back, yelled at my kids, and I would put it on the altar before the Lord, and I would offer it up to him in smoke. It's hard to imagine God calling us to do that, right? I'm going to bring my Impala and just burn it up to the Lord. I'm just going to send it up to him. I'm going to like take half my paycheck and just light it on fire and send it up to the Lord. But that was the sacrificial tradition of the temple. And as Orthodox Christians, we don't believe that they were lost in what they were doing. We believe that they were following the commands of God. So something happens in us spiritually when we make a sacrifice. When something that we think belongs to us, when suddenly we make the real and practical recognition that it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to God. And I'm going to give it back to him, no matter how important it is to me, no matter how hard I worked for it, no matter how much of a right I have to it, I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to let it go. There is a profound spiritual maturity and growth. There is a profound opening of the Christian heart. There is a profound receptivity to God that is cultivated in us when we make sacrifice unto the Lord. When we let go of what we think is ours and acknowledge that it belongs to Him. It is hard spiritual work. But it is the work that opens our heart unto God. Look at the sacrifice God made. That's Him right there on the cross. He didn't have to do that for Himself. He's already God. He's already the Alpha, the Omega. He's already the author of all creation. He did it to show us how to open our hearts unto God. He did it to show us how to liberate ourselves from our passions, from our sins, from our compulsions, from our insecurities, from our hatred, from our malice, from our jealousy. We free ourselves from our spiritual illness by making sacrifice unto God. By recognizing 99% of what's wrong with us is what's wrong with us because I think I'm number one and I'm looking out for me. 99% of what's wrong with the world could be attributed to the egocentric nature of the human being, right? And if we can let go, if we can make a sacrifice up to God, we can open our hearts to love. We can open our hearts to one another. And we can open our hearts to God. I follow this guy on Instagram, Rev Run. You remember Run DMC? Remember it, right? With Aerosmith? Well, this guy's like some Protestant reverend now. I don't know. But I follow him on Instagram. Some of what he posts is kind of hokey. Some of it's really good. But he posted one yesterday that was perfect. Perfect for today. He said, when God wants you to let go of something, it's because He wants you to grab hold of something much greater. Think about that now. When God wants you to let go of something, it's because He wants you to grab hold of something much greater. When we make our sacrifice unto God, think of what we are trading. Right? We're trading materialistic, temporary possessions for eternal blessings. We're trading temporary, materialistic blessings for possessions for eternal blessings. And what are the sacrifices God calls us to make? They are of every variety. The big ones are the sacrifices of heart. To admit that I have sinned and I need forgiveness. To admit that I wronged you, and I'm asking you to forgive me. Right? To let go of my anger and move on. To let go of resentment and breathe. To let go of the idea that I need so much. I need to go on this vacation. I need to go on that vacation. I need to have this article of clothing. I need to get my kid into this school. I need to accumulate this much money. I need to have this much property. I need my kids to be this beautiful. We got to let that go. We need to liberate ourselves from that. Right? So the ultimate sacrifices are the internal sacrifices. And there also are external sacrifices. We need to support the poor. We need to support God's church. We need to support philanthropy. We need to take what God has given us, because that's the major lesson of the sacrifice, right? It's not mine, it's God's. That's why I'm burning it on His altar. I'm giving it back to Him because He gave it to me in the first place, right? So we need to recognize that the material gifts that we have are the material gifts that God gave us. And He gave them to us in trust. He said, take care of this. Use it wisely. Use it for my purposes. So today, as we process with the cross, as we hold the cross above our heads, as we put ourselves below the cross, let us remember the sacrifice that God made for salvation, and let us contemplate and pray about the place of sacrifice in the spiritual life of the Orthodox Christian, in my life, and in yours.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.